It's Mike Treen with Crawford Media Group. Today, we're joined by our friend Craig Parrott. Craig is the author of We Are Engaged, Our Love Story with Jesus. Craig, thanks for taking time.
Thank you for having me again, Mike.
So the listeners know, you're a teacher. You're off. We're recording this in the summer.
Yes.
I think you're off, right? Do you have to teach any classes?
Two of my favorite months of the year. Yeah. Actually, I start teaching summer school next week.
Okay. So you've got summer school, and then when do things crank back up again?
August.
Okay, and tell our listeners where you teach and what you teach.
I teach at Lutheran High School in Parker, Colorado, and I'm blessed to teach seniors Theology 4, a class on worldviews and discipleship.
And that's the highest level of theology class there at the high school, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So you're a smart guy, and you get to teach these kids and give them their last theology lessons and a chance then to be launched into the world. That's a pretty big responsibility.
Oh, it's a tremendous honor, privilege, pleasure, and joy.
For our listeners, too, Lutheran High School has grown so much since my visits back in the 90s with them. It is now over 1,400 students. Is that about right?
We're probably closer to 1,250.
Okay.
But
that's
could
a
be
big
moving
school.
Moving up even more.
That's so cool. And all high school, right? There's not some of
yes,
the early grades.
Yes, grades 9 to 12.
Okay. That to me is an amazing number. I know it's not just about numbers. I doubt seriously that any of the staff there talks about it other than you get to see what God's doing, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. The school has certainly been blessed by God's favor, and the more people that can either come to know the Lord or grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus, all praise to God.
So in your theology classes, is that part of what led you to write the book, We Are Engaged?
It is. In fact, it was about a year ago. I was teaching, and I would have conversations in class, and students would ask very insightful questions or make very perceptive comments. I would go home and write them down, and it was definitely inspiration for each and every chapter in the book.
Now, we had a staff member that received a copy of the book, loved it. For her, it helped her a ton in her marriage because she said, I saw a lot of the analogies and where that is in the Bible. You know, I know you didn't write it strictly for marriage, but that was for this person.
Well, praise God for that, Mike. I've written another book entitled For the Faint of Heart, and many people that were blessed by that book were also part of an audience I had nowhere in mind when I originally wrote it, and those were people that were living with cancer.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
And so here, I just marvel. You were gracious to say I'm smart because I teach high school seniors. But truly, God's power is made perfect in our weakness, and this just shows it again. As you've read in the book about my story, I could be the very last person someone would come to for marriage advice, and if that blessed someone else's marriage, all praise and glory to God.
So in terms of the target and people that read the book that say, oh, that really impacted things for me, who did you write it for? What was the intention?
Yeah, good question. I should just take the words off the back cover. Or I'm writing it for anyone that's disappointed with how life is turning out for them in this world. I wrote it for anyone that's wondering what God's been doing in their life. And I'm writing it for someone that really wants to feel closer to God. And I want to tell all of them, God is up to something. The righteous live by faith. And we might actually be closer to him than we might feel or realize.
So, Craig, when you say people are struggling, that's about everybody, right? If we're being honest. And so there is the struggles of relationships. There could be the struggles of, job, and maybe they're not in the right position that God might intend for them, or maybe they are, and God's just going, hey, can you just honor me and the job you have right now and stop worrying about the next thing?
Yeah, James and Peter, they say, count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds. There are countless ways you and I and all believers can suffer, as you know, Mike. It can be battling a particular sin. It can be failure and rejection in a relationship. It can be health issues. It could be finances. But what I have found comforting for myself and encouraging is God's sweet promise in Romans 8, 28 and 29. We know that God works for good in all things for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose, to conform them to be more like their beloved Jesus.
We're speaking with Craig Parrott. Craig is the author of We Are Engaged, Our Love Story with Jesus. And Craig, tell me, so the person that hears that but then says, yeah, but I don't think that's for me, how do you then counsel, work with, what other scripture passages are helpful?
Oh, great question. I would take them to Ephesians 1. Daryl Johnson, the writer of Discipleship on the Edge, a great read on Revelation, and wrote a book, Ephesians, of his preaching the epistle of Ephesians. He said a new believer should be familiar with five parts of scripture. The Beatitudes, Matthew 5-7, high priestly prayer of Jesus, John 17, Romans 5-8, Revelation chapters 1-3, the seven letters, and the book, the entire letter to Ephesians. And I would direct that person to especially Ephesians 1-2, that we will see God had in mind that person before creation. That he was not only going to create them, he was going to save them and wanted to live with them both now and for eternity. And of course, now we're in the deep end of the pool talking about the doctrine of election or predestination.
I think that for some people, hindsight ends up clearing up some of that, right? Because they get past it. And there are though times when you can say, okay, I see what God was doing there. I just didn't see it when I was in it. And I thought he had demanded me.
Yes, our vision is much clearer looking in the rear view mirror than out the windshield. And sometimes, God's grace allows us to see what he might have been doing. But sometimes we can't see it. And there again, the righteous live by faith, and the Spirit can comfort us there too. We don't need to know everything. We don't need to have every answer. The book of Daniel ends with that. Mm-hmm. God telling Daniel, don't worry about it. Go about your way. You essentially know what you need for life and salvation.
That's pretty reassuring, isn't it? Just to say, oh, okay, I don't have to figure all this out.
Oh, it's very reassuring because now we know in a mirror dimly, then we will see face to face, 1 Corinthians says. So one of the maybe more important lessons I want to tell high school seniors when I'm teaching them, hey, if you don't grasp this concept, if you don't grasp this aspect of God right now, it's okay. Maybe he will show it to you later when and if you need to know it. C.S. Lewis writes that way beautifully in Mere Christianity. He'll say, hey, if this chapter didn't really do anything for you or resonate with you, put it aside. Don't worry about it. Maybe pick it up later. And how true is that of just not many good reads in our life, Mike, but God's holy word. We could read something for the 200th time, and then the light bulb goes on.
Sometimes Lamentations is just not, right? Just not feeling it. That doesn't mean you're going to read it again in 2 months, and it speaks to you because you say, oh, okay, now I see what that's showing me. Or in this season of life, I see what that's showing me.
Oh, yeah. One of the chapters in my book is actually entitled God's 66 Love Letters to Us, that he gives us the right word at the right time. And there are so many moods, moments, events that happen in a person's life. Just stay close to God's word, and he's going to be speaking to you. It's living and active and powerful, his word.
We're speaking with Craig Parrott. And Craig, the books can be gotten through Amazon, I think, right?
Yes.
It's one of the ways.
Yeah.
They'd search for We Are Engaged. Craig Parrott, P-A-R-R-O-T-T, is the author. So I think, a pretty easy search. I think I looked it up, and it was no problem to find.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And then book and audio, or just book? Hardcover.
You know, I'm not sure if the audio is available for them. I have not checked into that on Amazon.
I couldn't remember either. It's just, I know some of our commuters like that. And, of course, with AI now, they can translate your book easy.
Yes, more people probably listen than actually read these days.
Yeah, I'd encourage people to look for both. So, Craig, tell me about the whole issue of wise counsel. I think you touched on that in the book. And so what about that person that says, okay, I don't really, you know, I'm reading my Bible, I'm engaged in it, and so I don't need that wisdom from others, from other people that are believers and solidly so.
Well, I really exhort the seniors that I'm blessed to teach. If you do only two things in your life, stay close to God's word and to God's people. I mean, we are the body of Christ. We're not Lone Ranger Christians. We're not meant to be. It's not by design. And the Holy Spirit is in every believer as well as in God's word. And there are just so many ways that God can mold, fashion, shape, comfort, discipline us through his word that either is written or that comes to us from a brother or sister in Christ.
And you mentioned the discipline. That's okay, and that's something that takes a lot of us, including us stubborn men, a long time to get that, doesn't it?
It does, and I think, the Spirit moves in us, I think, humbling us, really, the closer we get to the Lord. We see more of our sin, we see more of his grace, we see more of our need for a Savior, we see more of our assurance of having one coming to know the heart of God. And, humility. I think it's Tim Keller that said the things that can really hurt us are pride, selfishness, denying our flaws, and believing we don't need God.
Mm. All really good. Pastor Tim, just unbelievable guy. His Meaning of Marriage book is off the charts, but for another day. So as we close up, we've got about a minute left. Why don't you make that final appeal to the person that needs to have We Are Engaged, that needs to read the book. It's an easy read. It's a quick read. At the same time, there's so much substance in it. And what would you say?
If you are longing for nearness with God, if you are looking for assurance that you are dearly loved and fully forgiven, if you want to be encouraged that everything that happens in your life, both the joyous and the sorrowful, our good, sovereign, gracious, loving God is at work in, through, and among all of those things for your good, for your and his relationship that is going to conclude by his great grace and love in a beautiful, happily ever after love story in the new heaven and new earth.
And that's what We Are Engaged is all about.
Yes.
Get the book, We Are Engaged. It's by Craig Parrott, P-A-R-R-O-T-T. It's a love story with Jesus. You'll get that when you start reading. Trust us. You'll start to see that. Available through Amazon. Really easy. Search it and call us, too, if you need any help. We're glad to help. Craig, thanks for taking the time with us. We got theology for today.
Thank you so much, Mike.